Listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to Bristol. 201 laps remain here in the Food City 500. I'm Doug Rice with Mark Garrow. Out in the turns, it's Rob Albright on pit road. It's Brad Gilly. It's going to be Brett McMillan and Wendy Venturini. And our top five read like this: Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, Ty Gibbs, John Hunter Nemechek, and Denny Hamlin, followed by Keselowski, Larson, Josh Berry, Todd Gilliland, and Justin Haley. As we are continuing here with this runaway of five Toyotas on the point, John Hunter Nemechek for Legacy Motor Club riding in fourth, and Denny Hamlin, Rob, I'm just watching. He is playing, it seems like, the long game here today.
And the guy behind him doing the exact same thing, that's Brad Keselowski. As we talked about, came in contact with Austin Cindric on pit road, but that car still seems to be really strong. Things are tightening up. Nemechek moved to the bottom of the racetrack in turn number one, and guess what? Joe Gibbs, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Denny Hamlin now completes the pass on John Hunter Nemechek, and you're exactly right there, Rob. It's Truex, Bell, Ty Gibbs, and Denny Hamlin. And Mark Garrow, when these kind of things happen and all four team cars are leading, I feel like that is past coincidence.
Absolutely. He has to bring a big smile to Joe Gibbs. I saw one of their top guys from JGR this morning, Todd Barrier. Thought they would have good cars. And Doug, they have a new car, this Toyota Camry TRD, and they had issues with speed at Daytona, but it raced well. It raced better the next week at Atlanta, and they've got that car progressively better each and every week.
All right, let's check in over on pit road on the backside of the pit lane here with Wendy Venturini.
Well, we saw Denny Hamlin just take a peek and pass some race cars. Behind him is Kyle Larson on my end of pit road, who has 40 laps on their tires. He wanted to know why Hamlin was picking up the pace, because it was the understanding everyone is keeping a slower pace, but definitely has picked up for Denny Hamlin and has other drivers wondering, why are we doing it?
Well, at one point today, they slowed down to almost 18-second laps. They're running in about the high 16s right now, so they have found a pace that everybody seems to be comfortable with and have settled in. Here's the top 10. It's Truex, Bell, Gibbs, and Hamlin. The next five, Keselowski, Larson, Josh Berry, John Hunter, Nemechek, Todd Gilliland, and then it'll be Justin Haley, who's quietly stitched together a pretty good day here at Bristol, as calm seems to be reigning right now. 192 laps to go, so a lot of race left to play out here, Mark.
Doug, it has been a little bit overcast most of the day, although the sun peeked in and out for a while, but the lights are on. These conditions now, Doug, much like the night race that we had last year here at Bristol with this same left and right side combination, maybe that's going to help with temperatures dropping and, again, a little more overcast, if you will, here as the sun goes down.
Trouble in turn two. Josh Berry has gone around. I'm not sure if he made contact with the outside wall. A couple of guys took very quick action to avoid colliding with him. He will continue on, but under caution.
So Josh Berry has an incident out of turn two, and that will bring out our eighth yellow of the day here and slow the action in the Food City 500. Back over to Wendy Venturini.
Josh Berry just said he lost the right rear from what he thinks. He said he got hung up on the top too long. It's a combination of where the car was on the racetrack and being kind of stuck in a position. But right rear was gone for Josh Berry, hitting the wall hard off turn two.
Tough break for Josh Berry. He was having a really nice day.
Nice evasive action. Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano had to duck underneath that. So again, under our eighth yellow flag in the Food City 500, a quick break, and we come back to Thunder Valley.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Ooh, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Eighth caution flag of the day. Problems for Josh Berry on the exit of turn two has brought out the yellow once again here as we have 188 laps to go from Bristol. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Eight cautions today for a total of now 79 laps here at Bristol in the Food City 500. It has been tire conservation, tire management, whatever you want to call it. Each one of these teams working to save their tires. Goodyear has released an additional set of tires for the teams to use, and those have all been distributed. We only have one car out of the race, and that was Zane Smith. So 35 cars still running. William Byron is 35th. He is minus six laps. And as far as cars still on the lead lap, a whopping 30 cars here this deep into this race. And, Mark, partly that's because we've not had big, long green flag runs, and that's where teams go a lap down.
And that's one of the reasons, Doug, of course, for all these lead changes, 40. We have tied the record. We've had 15 different leaders of this race, and the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota is the top lap leaders right now, with Gibbs again 68. Hamlin 57, Truex 49, and Bell with 28.
We'll see how all of that shakes out. By the way, we mentioned Josh Berry bringing out this yellow. He has been able to continue on, and as he rolls in front of us right now, Mark, his car doesn't look that bad.
No, he spun by himself. The other drivers did a good job dodging him, both high and low, as he spun up there in turn number two. So he is going to be able to live to fight another day.
Mark, you made a good point under a moment ago off air, and that the sense these pit crews are getting a workout today, because a lot of times we'll go to a race and we might have long green flag pit stops, and they're not having to hop over the wall. They're getting work today.
Oh, they absolutely are, Doug, and they're making more pit stops than usual here at Bristol Motor Speedway, and these are the most pit stops they've had to make in any single race so far in 2024. We're about to find out the teams that are in shape.
By the way, our pit report is, as always, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people, as we're watching right now. Martin Truex Jr. will lead that slow motion parade down the backstretch pits and wind up in front of Wendy Venturini.
It was a team effort up and down pit road to get that extra set of tires together for every car on pit road. Christopher Bell will come to a stop directly in front of me. It's going to be sticker tires. The rear tire changer almost just slipped coming around to the left side of the car. Four tires, fuel. Also, Ty Gibbs on pit road for four fresh tires at Sunoco Fuel. Brad Gilley.
Crews on front straightaway pit road are coming in now. Here comes Denny Hamlin. He slides in from the fourth position, and boy, does he slide. Had the front tires locked up. Going to be a four-tire change. Set his car freed up during the run. Two cans of Sunoco. Brad Keselowski, John Hunter Nemechek, also in for four tires in Sunoco. Brent McMillan.
Martin Truex Jr. says the car is pretty neutral right now. He's getting a four-tire change. His only concern is what happens if he has to push it later on. A 12.4-second stop for him. Chase Elliott said the right rear was pretty much used up. He said the car was too tight, So they're going to give him a left side chassis adjustment as he finishes up his four tire change.
Great stop by Denny Hamlin's crew. He'll have the lead off of pit road, followed by Christopher Bell, Ty Gibbs. Then it looks like Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, and John Hunter Nemechek.
And that's the way they'll set up and line back up here as far as the field concerned after the eighth yellow flag of the day. And what's been a wildly competitive race, as we said, we have tied the number of lead changes, and we've had 15 different leaders today. And let's get an update on the Sunoco fuel strategy. We'll go down to Brad Gilley.
You know, here's an interesting, Doug, is interesting thing is we just clicked off lap 318. That means we have 182 laps till the end of this race. Believe it or not, they could almost go that far if they needed to on Sunoco race fuel here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Obviously, what we've seen with the tires, that's definitely not going to happen. But I will say, with the tires and the pace that they've been running, they can actually probably make it about 180 laps. Not something we're going to have to do here today, but I can promise you the crews with the Sunoco fuel can sitting on the scales right now are still monitoring their fuel mileage. We're coming back here during the playoffs. They're going to want to know what these cars did here in the spring.
From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
NASCAR, just before they made the pit stops, had switched it back to 39 lead changes. Then we're right back to a record-tying 40th with Denny Hamlin leading the field off of pit road.
And that was the result of our eighth yellow flag of the day. Still a lot of race to play out here. We have only used up about three-fifths of this race, 180 laps to go when they come back to the line. As we have articulated a couple of times today, NASCAR going a little bit longer with the caution, trying to help these teams manage this tire situation, which has given us a whale of a race up to this point.
Absolutely, Doug. Do you have a clue who might win this thing?
I don't. Ty Gibbs is very fast. I think if everybody's equal, he might be a little bit more equal, but that depends upon your track position and getting in and off of pit road. I say he's very fast because he won the first two stages. Let's give you a Hunt Brothers Pizza leaderboard. Denny Hamlin is the race leader. Christopher Bell is second. Ty Gibbs is third. John Hunter Nemechek will be riding fourth, fifth to Kyle Larson. Brad Keselowski sixth. John Hunter Nemechek is seventh. Ryan Blaney is eighth. Todd Gilliland ninth. And 10th will be Justin Haley.
Michael McDowell 11th. 12th, Kaz Grala. 13th, Josh Berry. Bubba Wallace 14th. 15th, Ross Chastain. Alex Bowman is 16th. Eric Jones 17th. 18th is Chase Briscoe. His Stewart Haas Racing teammate, Ryan Preece, 19th. Austin Dillon has fought his way from a lap down back up to 20th.
21st will be Chris Buescher, Corey LaJoie 22nd, 23rd, Carson Hocevar. 24th is A.J. Allmendinger, Daniel Hemric is 25th. 26th, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott 27th, Austin Cindric 28th, Daniel Suarez 29th, and 30th is Noah Gregson.
Kyle Busch, last car on the lead lap in 31st. In 32nd, minus two laps, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., minus two in 33rd, Harrison Burton, Tyler Reddick minus three in 34th. 35th is William Byron minus five. The only car out getting a DNF today, rookie Zane Smith in 36th.
That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. And looks like the field is queuing up for another restart here following our eighth yellow flag of the day. The lights are off on the pace car, and Mark Garrett, it's about time to get back to it.
It sure is. So NASCAR starter Shannon Bednarik has that right hand gripping the green flag, just as Doug Rice did to start the race today. She's kind of taking a cue from Doug and using his kind of style. Shannon now waves the green flag. They get through the Geico restart zone. Hamlin leads the pack to one.
Ty Gibbs, Martin Truex Jr. lined up on the outside behind Denny Hamlin, while teammate Christopher Bell occupied the inside lane. Ty Gibbs very quickly to the race lead.
Oh, it's crazy for the lead here. Ty Gibbs will take it away from Denny Hamlin. Side by side in third, it's Christopher Bell and Martin Truex Jr. Larson up to fifth.
Larson will try to get to the inside of Martin Truex Jr. off of turn two. He won't get it done. The Toyotas again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We've now had a record 41 lead changes here at Bristol, with Ty Gibbs taking over the top spot for the eighth time today. He leads the field again into turn number one.
Once again, it is the machine of Kyle Larson trying to break up that Joe Gibbs juggernaut up front, but he won't get it done off turn three.
Ty Gibbs on the point. His teammates strung out behind him. That's Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Truex. And it's Kyle. power. You can see them reflecting off the shiny surfaces of these cars. Todd Gilliland now trying to work around John Hunter Nemechek and pick up a spot in the top 10.
Looks like he'll do that off of turn two. Now moving to the outside of Nemechek is Keselowski.
As they come out of the corner, single file up front, Gilliland trying to get around the outside of Martin Truex Jr. Behind him, Nemechek, Keselowski door to door.
And behind them, it is the machine of Michael McDowell, Ryan Blaney. Now coming to the outside is Justin Haley as he works around Bubba Wallace.
Ty Gibbs comfortable in the lead. Battles are back around sixth place right now. It's Todd Gilliland. Truex has dropped back a little bit here, Rob.
Yes, he has. Looks like he will lose a position to Todd Gilliland as Gilliland works by him on the outside of the racetrack.
Truex had been trying to get around Kyle Larson on the outside. I wonder if he felt like he had hurt his tires and needed to drop back down and cool things for a while. Gilliland now makes his way around Truex, move him up to fifth.
And he immediately goes to the bottom of the racetrack in the process. Everybody single file all the way back to Justin Haley and Michael McDowell as they race side by side.
Got to give a shout here to Kaz Grala. Don't want to put the whammy on him, but Mark, he's having a nice run today. He's been very solid, and for the moment, he's in the 13th spot.
He's crept into the top 10, certainly riding now in the top 15, so this has been a great day for Kaz Grala. Meanwhile, out front, Denny Hamlin trying to tighten the noose on his teammate, Ty Gibbs.
As the front three begin to pull away from the fourth place car of Kyle Larson, third is Christopher Bell. Two car lengths from Gibbs back to Hamlin, another five back to Bell.
Watching Brad Keselowski once again. He is riding in the back end of the top 10. He is eighth right now, and he has been riding the top line all day long, trying to get around Truex, who's sliding through the pack.
Despite having contact on pit road with Austin Cindric, that Ford of Keselowski continues to be strong. He'll clear Truex in three.
As they work their way out of turn four, 164 laps to go. If you just joined us, Ty Gibbs won the opening two stages. He's led the race eight times for 82 laps and counting, with his teammates Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex, and Christopher Bell also leading the second, third, and fourth amount of laps in this Food City 500.
We don't know how hard these teams are pedaling, Mark, but as this race goes on and on and on, we're creeping up on the 400-lap mark here in a little bit. Ty Gibbs seems to be like he's established himself as the car to beat. He's led 83 laps, and that car looks really comfortable out there.
He does, and again, a week ago at Phoenix, the JGR Toyota's overpowered everybody, and Rob, right now, he does look smooth out front.
He does, and it still flashes back to yesterday when the very first lap of practice for Ty Gibbs, he ended up in the outside wall. It was suspected that he might have to go to a backup car. They were able to make repairs. Whatever they did to this machine, it is good indeed as he's enjoying the race lead a car length over teammate Hamlin.
Doug, let's not forget he led 102 laps on the way to finishing fifth last fall in the night race here at Bristol. And it looks like he's picking up where he left off there.
Very comfortable. By the way, don't want to ride off Josh Berry. We know he had a spin a little bit earlier. But, Mark, he didn't lose that much track position. He's comfortably out there in about the 13th or 14th spot. And we can't emphasize this enough. There's still a lot to go. 160 circuits here.
A little bit of a traffic jam there. Bubba Wallace, Todd Gilliland now starting to slide backwards. Right there is Nemechek along with Barry. I believe also in that group, William Byron. But Byron minus two laps.
Kaz Grala bypassed both of them on the outside of the racetrack. Now to the inside of John Hunter Nemechek is the many laps down car of William Byron. He has had a struggle this afternoon.
This is a 21-lap green flag run, and there is a gaggle of cars. It's Alex Bowman and Josh Berry all knotted up there together. And, Mark, they're trying to get a little bit of separation as Berry goes to the high side of the track.
Berry gives up a spot to Alex Bowman, trying to close in as well. Eric Jones just behind them. Briscoe now dives under Gilliland.
Chase Briscoe's been to the front and back. Now he's trying to work his way through the pack as Gilliland continues to slide backwards, not clearing him as Briscoe's they enter turn three.
And while we watch this going on in the back of the pack, up front for the first time today, real separation. Ty Gibbs, two car lengths over Denny Hamlin, eight back to Christopher Bell, and then it's probably about 10 back to Larson. That's the first time we've seen kind of a breakaway today.
And, Doug, we're seeing the lap times a little bit quicker. They're sub 17 seconds, 16.8. So maybe as nighttime begins to settle in at Bristol Motor Speedway, the speeds will go up even as they try to protect those right side tires. We've got 154 laps to go in the Food City 500.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Erickson. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's Pass the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at GoPRN.com.
Hello, race fans, and welcome to Nashville Super Speedway.
Start your
engines! Here at Nashville Super Speedway in Music City, USA, they've turned up the volume, and they let them sink.
Reddick goes right to the bottom of the racetrack. Chastain tries to hold on the outside.
And they stay glued together into one.
Time to go in Nashville.
Hamlin now beginning to come to the front. He's got the edge now.
It's guitars and fast cars at Nashville Super Speedway. June 30th in the NASCAR Cup Series Ally 400.
Here at Bristol Motor Speedway, Ty Gibbs leads, but Denny Hamlin's chopped it down to about a two-car length advantage. It's 10 back to Christopher Bell in third. The rest of the top 10, Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski. Then it's Martin Truex Jr., Justin Haley, Michael McDowell, Ryan Blaney, and Bubba Wallace rounding out the top 10. With 150 laps to go at Bristol, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin lead by about 15 car lengths, and about 10 or 12 laps or so, they'll start catching the back end of the back markers. Let's go in and check with Brett McMillan.
Martin Truex Jr. has dropped back just a little bit, still in the top 10, but he came on the radio a few laps ago and told his crew chief, James Small, he's a little bit concerned. He said he had to push harder than he wanted to in the early part of this run because he wanted to get down on the inside. So I think he backed off just a little bit, hoping that he could save his tires. Now, Small told him if he was okay during that last run, his set of tires were one of the ones that looked pretty good on Miami Pit Road. The ones that did not look so good, Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney.
At one point in this race, Doug, we had drivers running 17.8 seconds. Out front right now, Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, 16.8. They have picked up the pace. They must feel better about those tires as the temperature drops.
I think that has to have something to do with it. And, Mark, this has been a little bit of a green flag run, 39 laps. We're not seeing quite as much of that rubber dust accumulate up in the corners as we were a little bit earlier. So I think the changing conditions have manifested themselves. And we've got Daniel Hemric, who got up into the fence. We'll see if that brings out the yellow right now. NASCAR painfully aware of it. He has got a dire going down on that car. I don't know if he's going to be able to nurse it back around to pit road or not as we watch the driver of the 31 from Colin Grayson. How long can Hemric nurse this car before he has to bring it on pit lane?
Dougie nearly spun it out in turn two that last time by, but he stays on the gas the best he can. And Hemric riding in turn two, but has to practically stop the car in the corners to keep it down on the bottom.
I'm really shocked that Hemric has not brought that car to pit road, as swinging to his outside right now are Brad Keselowski and Martin Truex Jr., and Ryan Blaney is coming up on him. Meanwhile, watching the leaders out there, and it's a pretty tight battle here with Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin, and they are catching some lap cars. They're going to put Harrison Burton another lap down as he goes a lap down. That's three down, and next in line, it'll be Austin Cindric, the last car on the lead lap.
Cindric is currently running in the 29th position. Just up ahead of him is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. as he fades back. Meanwhile, Ryan Blaney trying to drive around Keselowski. That's a battle for the sixth spot.
And in front of them, Denny Hamlin has taken the race lead away from Ty Gibbs as they've caught up with the back bumper of Austin Cindric, who's trying to remain on the lead lap.
So that's a big play there for Hamlin as he gets around his teammate. They still haven't been able to get to Austin Cindric. In front of Cindric on the racetrack is Stenhouse. Stenhouse is already minus two laps. So everybody playing it cautious, Mark. You can tell that they're all thinking, how much do I want to abuse these tires? How bad do I need to go up and get this spot?
Denny Hamlin doesn't want any part of trying to get around Austin Cindric. Now it looks like Robbie's easing to the outside to try to put him a lap down.
Yeah, you're going to be patient, but you got to go. And he goes to the outside of Cindric. Cindric battling to stay on the lead lap.
We'll see if Austin Cindric can hold off the charge. Not for long. Denny Hamlin swings to the outside, side by side, trying to put Cindric a lap down.
Right in front of them is the car of Todd Gilliland, along with the 47 machine, and he gets bumped by Austin Cindric. And we've got a caution flag out on the racetrack as the leaders got a little aggressive trying to get a couple of laps.
Cindric spun, as did Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Minimal contact. But that will be the ninth yellow flag of the day, and that was faster cars catching up with slower cars.
Todd Gilliland was fading back through the pack. Cindric made it three wide. Gilliland on the in the middle. Cindric shot the inside. Then he shot up the racetrack into Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who had just gone around the outside of Todd Gilliland. So Stenhouse spins. Cindric spins right in front of leader Denny Hamlin. Hamlin, however, able to safely get by.
46 laps under the green ties the longest green flag run we have had previously today in the Food City 500.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
With a record 42 lead changes here at Bristol, again working the ninth yellow flag in the Food City 500, you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
That last caution here at Bristol could have been a game changer. It had Austin Cindric and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. involved. Kind of a lazy spin there, if you can call the speeds they're going when you spin lazy. But Mark, getting through it was Denny Hamlin and Ty Gibbs. They were both very close. That could have easily collected both the leaders.
Absolutely. Green light flashing on pit road. We still have 128 laps to go. Do we have takers on pit lane? You bet we do. Denny Hamlin slows down to 30 miles per hour, leads him onto the pit lane to Wendy Venturini.
Ty Gibbs giving him a little nudge down that back stretch. Ty Gibbs pitted on this back area. He started a little bit free. He's been asked to tighten it up just a little bit. Christopher Bell, also on pit road, has to make him a little bit freer from the corner to the early acceleration. It's going to be four tires on both Ty Gibbs and Christopher Bell. He's already down and away. Also up pit road, Kyle Larson for four tires. The balance has been good, Brad Gilley.
Here's your race leader, Denny Hamlin, in his pit box. He told Chris Gabehart he's trying to wear the right front and the right rear equally. It's working for him. Very happy with his race car. Four tires, Sunoco, no changes. Brett McMillan.
And Ryan Blaney comes in. Good run that time. Got him into the top 10. He's getting a four-tire change this time. Absolutely no adjustments to the right or the left side of the car. The tire's on. The car is full with Sunoco fuel. 11.1 seconds.
Hamlin again. First in, first off. Christopher Bell up one spot to second, followed by Ty Gibbs. Then it's going to be Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski. And then it looks like it's going to be Ryan Blaney. And then Justin Haley, Bubba Wallace.
Ninth yellow flag of the day. We have had 43 lead changes and 14 different leaders. We have ran a lot of laps under the yellow because NASCAR has been extending these yellows. And we're already 92 laps on the yellow, but 127 left to go. So, Mark, I think around like maybe 75 to go. When do you think you push the button and say, forget about tire wear, we got to go?
I think under 50. I don't think we've seen a run today where these tires could take the punishment of a hard 50-lap green flag run.
Let's check in with our Rally Auto Parts pit reporters. We'll start off with Brett McMillan.
Looking at the tires that just came off of Ryan Blaney's car, look a lot better than they did last time. He still has a little bit of core in on the inside of the right front. Brett Gilley?
I mentioned Denny Hamlin says he's trying to manage the right side by working on the right front, working on the right rear, and trying to do that. Says he's very happy with his car. It frees up a little bit toward the end of the run, but that actually seems to be working with the speed of his car. Chris Gabehart said, look, Denny, I think if we just manage it from here on out, I think this one's ours. Wendy Venturini.
You see a lot of cords up and down pit road, but it's interesting to watch which drivers are managing it the best. Right now, I'm not looking at any cords on the five car, the right side tires for Kyle Larson. I did see cords showing on Joey Logano's right front. When I came down pit road, the pit stop before this, I would say about 85% of the cars had cords showing. This time down pit road, it's way less of a percentage. So the guys are managing the tires, and this was a 45-lap run on those green, on those sticker tires for a lot of the cars. So I think the drivers are starting to manage this situation a little bit better tonight.
Well, that was inevitable. You know, they didn't know what they were driving into, and the worst of the cording that we saw happened after the first green flag run, Mark, because nobody knew exactly what to expect, and now they've got a much better idea.
Absolutely. And again, I think the temperature's dropping and taking on more of a feel of a night race as we get into what? We're at 6:30 Eastern time. We just passed by that, and this race still has a long way to go, 124 laps and counting. Let's go back down to Brad Gilley.
Well, Mark, that 124 laps is a pretty key number right now because you guys are talking about the way the tire wear is going, and right now standing in Denny Hamlin's pit, two sets of sticker tires left. If you split that in half, that should be enough. I'm hearing on a lot of the radio, Hamlin's, I would expect the field to start going a lot harder right now based on where we are lap count-wise versus where we are with tires left in their pit.
All right, great stuff there from Brad Gilley, bringing us up to date from pit road. Here's, we'll tick off another lap under caution. Just 123 laps to go here at Bristol Motor Speedway under the yellow flag. We have completed 9 yellow flag segments today. I always chart out how many I think we're going to have before we start the race. I had 10 slots. I may have to add a few slots here.
You just might have to do that. And, again, I think this race, Doug, the lap times are picking up. I think the racing up front will pick up. If they can just get to about 50 laps, then they are going to turn it loose. Let's give you a full field rundown. With 123 laps to go, Denny Hamlin is your leader. 9th time today he's been out front. Christopher Bell second. Ty Gibbs third. Fourth, Martin Truex Jr. Fifth, Brad Keselowski. Ryan Blaney, sixth. Seventh, Justin Haley. Kyle Larson, eighth. Ninth, Bubba Wallace. Tenth, Michael McDowell.
Kyle Larson is going to drop through the field. He got a penalty for equipment interference. So we had him at eighth, but he'll be falling through the field. Right now at 11th, it's John Hunter Nemechek. Eric Jones is 12th. 13th, Josh Berry. Kaz Grala, 14th. 15th, Chase Briscoe. Ross Chastain is 16th. 17th, Alex Bowman. Chris Buescher, 18th. 19th will be Ryan Preece. Carson Hocevar rides 20.
Corey LaJoie is 21st, 22nd, Austin Dillon, 23rd, A.J. Allmendinger, Chase Elliott, 24th, 25th, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, 26th, 27th, Daniel Suarez. Last car on the lead lap in 28th is Todd Gilliland, minus one in 29th, Austin Cindric, minus one in 30th, Daniel Hemric.
Two laps down is Noah Gregson, followed by Tyler Reddick, Harrison Burton, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., William Byron. The only car out belongs to that of Zane Smith. And we are ready to resume racing here at Bristol Motor Speedway in the Food City 500. The front row, a pair of Toyotas. It's Denny Hamlin on the outside to his inside, Ty Gibbs. And it's Hamlin that gets the nice jump. He'll pull the train to one.
And the top four Joe Gibbs racing cars, it was Gibbs on the inside. The other three lined up on the outside, and they emerged from turn two, running one through four.
Christopher Bell jumps out of that third spot, tries to take the lead. He rolls around Denny Hamlin. Bell out front for the third time in this event.
Look who's just trying to make his way into the top five, Justin Haley. In that Rick Ware Racing Four goes to the outside of Brad Keselowski as they battle door to door.
Now going to the outside of second place, Christopher Bell is going to be Ty Gibbs. They'll battle side by side right in their tire tracks. It's Martin Truex Jr.
Hamlin will lead off turn two by three car lengths, side by side for second. Teammates Hamlin and Bell. Hamlin will, Bell will give up the spot to Gibbs.
15.8 seconds that lap on fresh tires. They've turned up the wick in the Food City 500. Hamlin, the leader, back in one.
Well, let's see if they can maintain that pace. The front five now single file, side by side for six. Up top is Haley. On the bottom is Ryan Blaney.
Joe Gibbs Toyotas once again lead the way. The front four all from that shop. It's Hamlin, Gibbs, Bell, Truex. Then it's Brad Keselowski in fifth.
Still side by side is sixth and seventh. That is Blaney and Haley, Justin Haley. Eighth and ninth are side by side. That's Bubba Wallace and Michael McDowell.
Right in front of them, Blaney again trying to hold off Justin Haley. Haley has the advantage on the outside.
Things quiet among the top five, single file, each separated by about a car length and a half. As I say that, Haley moves to the outside of Blaney and wants fifth.
Justin Haley trying to make a run to break into the top five. He's on the outside of Ryan Blaney. Can he pull alongside Brad Keselowski? He's out there right now, Rob.
Blaney has given up the spot. Let's see if Keselowski can hang on to that fifth spot as Haley fights hard to get around Blaney.
He now gets in front of Blaney. Blaney almost taps him just a bit in turn number four. Now Haley sets his sights on Brad Keselowski as Michael McDowell now goes after Blaney.
McDowell working the middle groove of the racetrack, trying to squeeze Ryan Blaney to the bottom, and he'll do so off turn two and pick up a spot. Blaney gets a little bit sideways off the corner.
Blaney, the pole sitter for this race, but never really has been a factor of running up front. Right now, Denny Hamlin continues to lead. It's his 84th lap on the point.
Caution to win for Michael McDowell. He'll make that outside lane work as he picks up another spot, dispatching with Justin Haley.
So again, Hamlin up front, Ty Gibbs now putting on a little bit more pressure. He has to. Bell is breathing down his neck in turn one.
So the front four continue, nose to tail off turn number two. Brad Keselowski's Ford hanging on by three car lengths behind the fourth place car of Truex.
Keselowski, the outlier as far as the top five are concerned. Four Toyotas, then the Ford of Keselowski, the Ford of Michael McDowell in line, and then you got Justin Haley riding there in the seventh spot.
Back a few more spots. John Hunter Nemechek rolls toward the front once again. He'll go to the outside of Bubba Wallace and now go to work on Blaney in turn four.
Again, top three continue to tighten. Hamlin has the lead. Gibbs creeping towards his back bumper as Bell looms large in his rearview mirror.
Truex for the moment content to sit back just a little bit and watch teammates in front of him. He's five car lengths back of Christopher Bell.
Now, Truex all along kind of got him a little cradle there in the fourth spot. Then it's 10 car lengths back to Keselowski, 10 more back to Michael McDowell as they've kind of settled down. Tell you what, though, Mark Garrett, Ty Gibbs has not let Denny Hamlin drive away here at all.
Absolutely not. Still running laps under 17 seconds, 16.6 the last time by. We have now had a record 46 lead changes, Doug. Among those, 27 belong to the four Joe Gibbs Toyota drivers.
Joe Gibbs Toyota is putting on a clinic here today. As we said earlier, it's not happenstance, but all four of your cars are running like this. They brought great race cars to this racetrack. And so for the drivers, Rob Albright are hitting the mark.
You know, they were just as strong at Phoenix a week ago. Completely different conditions and a different racetrack. So their short track package is definitely on the improvement.
Brad Keselowski, Doug, in that fifth spot. He's been hanging out there in the top 10 all day. This is a man who won here in 2020 on the concrete. Little bit of trouble on the front stretch. Blaney gets hit and is way off the pace. Abel now, as they go three wide through turn number two, cars going inside and outside Ryan Blaney, finally getting that car up to speed. But Brad Keselowski, Doug, he's hanging in there. He's going to be dangerous at the end of this race. You know he's going to be going for it in a losing streak of 102 races.
Feel like Keselowski has been a permanent fixture at fifth today. He has ridden in that spot for the majority of this race, not going up trying to put himself in any kind of danger, create any sort of problem for himself out there now as we're almost inside of 100 laps to go.
Dougie finished fourth at Phoenix after opening up the year with two DNFs at Daytona and Atlanta, so he kind of righted the ship a bit last week at Phoenix. Again, would love to go to victory lane again here at Bristol this afternoon. We've got 102 laps to go in the Food City 500. Denny Hamlin out front, leading teammate Ty Gibbs.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
O'Reilly. Keep your tires looking like new with superior coverall tire shine at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people can help you choose the right detailing supplies for your vehicle. And right now, get two bottles of superior coverall tire shine for just $18. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ty Gibbs now, the new leader out of the Joe Gibbs stable, and Christopher Bell rides second. Denny Hamlin is third, and Truex is back to fourth. Five car lengths off of Truex is going to be Brad Keselowski in the fifth spot. We're under the century mark of laps to go, 98 to go here in the Food City 500. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Ninety-three laps remain here in the Food City 500, so four-fifths of this race in the bank. We know this. These teams have figured out how to manage the tires and that the Joe Gibbs Toyotas are pretty quick. Let's check in with Brett McMillan.
Well, Ryan Blaney has dropped from the top 10, almost out of the top 25, running 24th right now. He was told to manage his tires during this run to make sure he can get to the final run where he can be a little more aggressive. But he's had a handful of a car during this run. Looks like he's been pretty loose, but he hasn't been saying anything on the radio.
Some lap traffic up ahead of leader Ty Gibbs, who's starting to get a little bit of pressure from his teammate Christopher Bell. And Doug, Ty Gibbs at age 21 trying to win his first race. His teammates, well, Hamlin has 51 wins, Bell 7, Truex 34. They've had their place at the table in victory lane. Ty Gibbs yet to taste it. And right now, I got to believe he's at least smelling maybe a trip to victory lane.
He wants that sword. He wants the big trophy that you get here. You get the sword for the night race here. So he wants to. They have a real life size trophy at this place.
Yes, I love it.
It's not something that you can hide. And right now, Rob Albright, he's got to navigate a little bit of lap traffic.
He moves around Noah Gregson. Next up will be the machine of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I think victory almost came too easily for Ty Gibbs in the Xfinity Series. He's had to work a lot harder in the Cup Series, but he has shown that he's capable of running up front, and he's certainly proving it today on the back bumper of Stenhouse.
Of course, Gibbs, the 2022 Xfinity Series champion, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., his roadblock right now. But Stenhouse, it looks like, will move up the track, give Gibbs a spot on the bottom.
The front two have eased away just a bit from third running Hamlin. That, of course, is the leader, Ty Gibbs, and his teammate, Christopher Bell, who won just a week ago.
Let's see if anybody has kind of been languishing in the background and wants to try to make a run late in this race at the race leaders. For right now, it's Ty Gibbs. And Mark, I feel like, and this could all be subject to change, that he's the one guy that can almost will his way to the front.
Could be. And again, he and Bell starting to ease their way away from third place Denny Hamlin, who's easing away from Truex, who's easing away from Brad Keselowski. And again, right now, Doug, I think they're trying to get to that point where maybe we get one more caution flag, change tires, and then they're going to go all out for this race. Although, again, the race pace, Doug, still under 17 seconds. Ty Gibbs is not backing off a whole lot.
According to Mark Carroll, ease on down the road here for all of those teams, as it is Ty Gibbs on the lead by about a car length over Christopher Bell. Denny Hamlin is six car lengths back here. So here's the way this is shaping up, and we've said it ad nauseum, it feels like. The four Toyotas from Joe Gibbs Racing have proven to be the cars to be. The fifth place car, he's almost been a fixture there, is going to be Brad Keselowski. Tip of the hat to Justin Haley riding six. John Hunter Nemechek is also having a really nice day. He is seventh. Josh Berry has rallied from spinning out on the racetrack to get back into the top 10. Not trying to forecast the winner here. All we can do is tell you what's happened to this point.
295 laps in this race have been led, and we're at now 420, have been led by the Joe Gibbs Toyotas. Again, strong performance a week ago at Phoenix, and they're backing it up today in the Food City 500.
So performance in this race has been dictated by tire management. But, Mark, I feel like as we've moved through this race, that's become less and less of a story as the teams figured out what was going on.
I think they've gotten more conservative, Doug, perhaps on their setups on the get-go, on a restart. And we still don't, though, Doug, see a lot of marbles and black dust and sand-like rubber up against the walls. And so if we get another yellow flag, NASCAR will surely want to clean that up before we get to the finish.
All right, we'll start looking at this now, because the longest green flag run of the day was 46. We currently, when the leaders come back to the line here, it will be 45 laps under the green.
And they, again, are starting to equal that longest run. There goes 45. And next time by for Ty Gibbs, it's going to be 46. And there it is, Gibbs across the line. So 46 laps, that equals the longest green flag run of the day, and we're going to quickly bypass that.
And we'll see how does the tire management story play out here. Does it come back? Has that sort of mitigated itself as we watch Todd Gilliland's having a struggle to get around out here right now? But the race leaders all seem to be in a pretty good groove at this juncture of the race.
Denny Hamlin now has moved around Christopher Bell. Now he's going after the lead. Ty Gibbs hits the back bumper of Todd Gilliland, gets him out of shape. We remain under green, side by side, Gibbs and Hamlin for the top spot in turn number one.
That could easily have taken out four Gibbs cars, and now Ty Gibbs continues to languish behind Gilliland, who's just a rolling roadblock.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs got caught up behind Gilliland, and that allowed Truex to move up to the second spot as they come up and lap Joey Logano here.
So suddenly things change dramatically. It was the two youngsters for JGR. Now it's the veterans that are occupying the top two spots in turn three.
Hamlin out front for the 11th time today. Again, a record-breaking 48 lead changes. The old record 40 coming into this race this afternoon. And now Christopher Bell and Joey Logano nearly make contact. Brad Keselowski nearly gets into Logano as well.
That's enabled Brad Keselowski to narrow the margin between himself and Christopher Bell. But in the meantime, Hamlin and Truex have disappeared. A full straightaway now ahead of fourth place Bell.
I don't think it's my imagination. Starting to see these cars skate around on the racetrack. Ryan Blaney goes way up the track. He is off the pace here, but we'll keep our eye on the leaders here.
Ty Gibbs, Doug, is way off the pace. He has fallen back from the leaders. Gibbs is third, but it's better than 3 seconds. Just a moment ago, he was in the lead. He got trapped in traffic, and Rob Albright, that car has fallen off big time.
You kind of wonder if they weren't trying to pace themselves to a place where they could get to one more pit stop, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Gibbs and Bell continue to backpedal and really struggle. Hamlin saved his tires for a while. He's now in a hornet's nest of lap traffic.
Let's go over to Wendy Venturini.
We hit the 45 lap mark, and it was like immediately everyone backed off their pace because they felt their tires going away. On the radio communication, drivers are getting lists of car numbers that are falling off, trying to just hang on. The 12, the 22, the 38, all of them being listed off. And right now in the 20 pit stall of Christopher Bell, his pace dropped tremendously. Now 6, 7, 8 seconds back from when he was just leading in first and second moments ago.
Kyle Larson has fallen off the pace. He was 19th. Hamlin has gone around him, put him down a lap, also put Kaz Grala down a lap. Hamlin now around Suarez, about to put another lap on the multiple laps down Tyler Reddick. Also, it looks like he's going around Kyle Busch. He is down a lap again. So is Chase Briscoe. The tires are just falling off the map for some of these guys.
Longest green flag run of the day by a good bit here. Chase Briscoe's car, he is 15 miles an hour off the pace as we're watching him flash by us here along the front stretch. Denny Hamlin managing this race well. He is getting ready to come up and put Bubba Wallace a lap down here as he slides underneath him. That's Bubba's first time he's been a lap down. Ryan Blaney is way off the pace, Marcus. We watch him creep around the racetrack.
Denny Hamlin has company, though. Truex is staying lockstep with him as they try to work there through that traffic. Up ahead, Austin Dillon bangs into the back bumper of Todd Gilliland. He's trying to stay on the lead lap, but Hamlin rolls around him on the outside, and now it looks like he's about to put Logano down a lap.
You know, it almost appears as if you didn't know better, that Hamlin and Truex suddenly were just given from divine intervention an extra 50 horsepower. The way they're motoring around these guys and putting car after car a lap down.
And look at William Byron, Doug. He's multiple laps down. He's blowing by both Hamlin and Truex as we go down to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney's right front tire is completely down. He's come to a stop in his pit stall. Crew working to get the jack underneath him. They do that to get the right side tires changed. They're going to go ahead and make this a four-tire stop for him, but he's losing laps while he sits here on pit road.
Denny Hamlin right now is just putting cars down methodically, and we have whittled it down to only 11 cars on the lead lap. Justin Haley right now is the last car on the lead lap, and we'll see how soon it is before Hamlin and Truex get around him as they do that right now, Rob.
A few laps ago, Christopher Bell was battling for the race lead. He's now right in front of his teammate, leader Denny Hamlin. He's about to go a lap down, and right in front of him is Chastain.
Up in front of him, it looks like cars have just stopped as they're trying to nurse their tires. Christopher Bell now, cars are flashing by him inside and out.
He'll go to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll stay up on the banking. Now he'll come onto pit road. He simply cannot stay out any longer.
Bell almost spun that car out, tried to get onto pit road. Back over to Wendy.
It was about 3 laps ago. He asked if he could come to pit road, and Adam Stevens said, not unless we absolutely have to. Now he's coming in for 4 tires, Sunoco fuel. He hung on as long as he could, but man, they were falling off the pace.
And Blaney came in, got tires, came back out. He's showing a lot of speed, but almost spun out on the new tires. It's still Denny Hamlin and Truex, only separated by a couple of car lengths. But Blaney is coming back out with fresh tires, Mark. He looks fast.
He's being scored four laps down, but he blows by Truex. He's going to go around Hamlin, make it minus three. And when Hamlin and Truex pit, we'll have to see, Doug, what they do now. They had a big lead, but when do you pit? You cannot give up too much to these guys that are just riding around the racetrack wide open now on fresh tires.
Down to only seven cars on the lead lap. Now, a lot of this will recycle back around because once these cars come in and get fresh tires, they are ready to go back at it again. But just watching Denny Hamlin trying to control this race. And, Rob, we got another car.
Ty Gibbs is at a stop on the banking in turn two. Literally, that car was not running 20 miles an hour. He gets it back up to enough speed to get down to the bottom of the racetrack, but he has to pit.
Ty Gibbs down on the curbing now. He'll come into pit. But, Mark, that's going to cost him at least a couple of more laps because of the slow speed that he had coming to pit road.
Again, I'm fascinated to know what the crew chiefs are thinking for Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. They're out front. They have got a 4.1-second lead over Keselowski, 7.6 over Alex Bowman, but a lot of guys have pitted, and we got this weird thing going around now where some cars are practically stopped in the corners. Some, like the leaders, are in between that, and others are just flying on fresh tires.
Let's go back over to Wendy Venturini.
Ty Gibbs is going to come down pit road. It's four tires and fuel for him. I see cords from three pit stalls away coming off those tires. Joey Logano, in the meantime, just hits pit road as well. A few laps ago, he said, "Are we doing the right thing?" And they reassured him we had to stay out to get more laps. Right now, the 77 of Cascarella is in the wall, Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin gives up the lead. Here he comes to the service of his crew. He said that was about all the right side can handle. He's going to get four tires in Sunoco fuel. John Hunter Nemechek's already been in. Justin Haley as well. Brett McMillan.
Chase Elliott's in. He's got the four-tire change. I can see pouring on that right front tire as he heads back out. We're waiting for Martin Truex Jr. to arrive.
Now, Denny Hamlin, when he pitted, Doug, he almost got run over by Martin Truex Jr. Now Truex is bringing his car in. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And he's been ready to pit for quite some time as Martin Truex Jr. He's got a four-tire change. Everything's smooth in this stop so far. The Sunoco fuel in, left side tires on, and he pulls back out Brad Gilley.
Brad Keselowski now having to come in for his pit service. Look at Denny Hamlin's tires. The right side completely gone. Four-tire change for Keselowski. They top him off with Sunoco. Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Busch is in for four-tire Sunoco fuel. You can see the cords on the right side tires as they come around. Carson Hocevar. Oh, trouble for Kyle Busch. He has to back it up. I believe he almost hit the tire carrier there. They did not have a lug nut tightened. He had to back it up, and now Kyle Busch will pull away. Carson Hocevar, just a few laps ago, was almost stopped in turn two up against the wall. Teams thought there was going to be a caution, but there was not. Brad Gilley.
Eric Jones is in, but he got too close to the wall, so he had to back up and straighten it back out again. Now the crew's able to change the tires. They're working on the left side tires. Meanwhile, Bubba Wallace is in. They're having trouble getting the jack under the right side because the tire's down. Finally, they got the jack under, and they're able to get those right side tires changed. Getting them on now. It's been a long stop for Bubba Wallace.
Alex Bowman is being scored the race leader now. He finally gives it up. And I think when all of this cycles back around, Mark Garrow, that Denny Hamlin's still going to be maintaining the lead, probably by a bigger margin when all this started.
So Denny Hamlin, as the scoring changes, 52 lead changes, a record smashing 52. The old record was 40th. And right now, NASCAR is scoring Denny Hamlin 2 seconds ahead of Martin Truex Jr., 4.2 ahead of Josh Berry, and 6.7 ahead of fourth place Kyle Larson.
And if this race stays green, we're going to get to the end of this race with 45 laps to go at about the point in time when the tire wear really manifests itself. We could be in for a heck of an ending here in the Food City 500.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. from the track to your tank. You can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hey, race fans, you may have seen that the 2024 NASCAR schedule includes an earlier trip to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. New England's only NASCAR weekend is moving up 3 weeks. This just means that we have less time to wait until we welcome you back to the Magic Mile for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend of thrilling on-track action. Keep an eye on NHMS.com and stay tuned for more updates as we count down to New England's only NASCAR weekend, June 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
After a round of green flag pit stops, Denny Hamlin leads by 1.5 seconds over Martin Truex Jr. Josh Berry is third. Brad Keselowski fourth, and fifth is Kyle Larson. From the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote,